Let's get started. We're learning now Siman Kuf Yod Zayin. Kuf Yod Zayin. These are the halakhas of the Saint Tal of Matar. And we started this already. We discussed when we begin starting to ask and when we finish. And then the last halakha that we were discussing will be continuing now tonight, was we were discussing that if there's a yechidim that need rain in the summertime, in the Yom HaChama, so they should ask in Shamia Tefillah, but not in Birkas Hashanim. And even if it's a whole city that needs rain, also the same thing, they should ask in Shamia Tefillah. That's what we're up to. We're in the Mechaber and Sif Beis on page Kuf Mem Dalad. We're now going to discuss what happens if a whole region, a whole land, needs rain. So we mentioned yesterday, and we'll discuss it more at length today, that the Rosh said, there's a Mishnah that says in Eretz Yisrael that they started asking for rain on Zion Mar Cheshvan. And then the Gemara says that in Bavel, they started asking for rain 60 days after the Tekufa, which was a later date. And the reason for the difference between the two Zmanim was because in Eretz Yisrael, there was more of a need for rain. It was it's a drier country because it's mountainous, and it's a tie up, so there aren't lakes. It's not a moist area. It's very dry, so they need rain. Whereas in Bavel, it's a low down area, and there are a lot of lakes. It's marshy, and it's a wet area. So they don't need to request the rain until later. Now, the Rosh said that L'chaira, even though normally in Halacha, we always will do like the people in Bavel, and not like the people in Eretz Yisrael. We follow them in Hugging of Bavel, because everywhere in Chutz La'aretz has a Halacha like Bavel. But he says over here, it's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael and Bavel per se. It has to do with the climate. So if a person is in a land that needs rain right away in the fall, so then he should start asking like in Eretz Yisrael right away on Zion Mar Cheshvan. That was the point that the Rosh made. And the Rosh, it's a tshuva from the Rosh that the Tur brings down and the Poskim bring down. And the Rosh says that the Chachmei Hador of his time were not mekabel this from him. This is what he held, halacha, that he held that you should taka ask for rain if you live in an area in the summertime or earlier in the fall from Zion Mar Cheshvan. This is what he held, halacha. But he says that they weren't mekabel from him. And now we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, the shaila is, what do we do with this? The Poskim are mashma, not like the Rosh. Like the Rosh said himself, that it was not mekabel what he said. And so the Beis Yosef says that we should not ask for rain in the Yom HaChama. But what if a person made a mistake and he did it? So now, making a mistake and he did it, we have a Rosh that holds you should ask for rain, and he made a mistake and he did it, so he should daven again, but he should daven betfilas nedava, because really, the Poskim hold not like the Rosh, the Minig is not like the Rosh, so we're going to assume that he was not Yotzei Yishmona Esrei. But since the Rosh holds that you were Yotzei, daven again, but feels Nadavu. And then we'll notice, very interestingly enough, the Ramah adds a few parentheses over here, which completely changes the meaning of the Mechaber if we read it straight. We'll read it first without the Ramah's additions, and then we'll read it with. You'll see that the Ramah holds that, no, v'di'evid, we're going to be Semich on the Rosh if a person made a mistake and he asked for rain, then he does not need to daven again at all if he doesn't want to. If he wants to, he can daven again with Tfilas Nedava, but he doesn't have to. That's going to be a Mechaber and a Ramah. And then the Halacha, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to be more like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a Chiyuv to daven again. It's not Pasha, unless it's a drought. A drought, the Mishnah Berurah holds that B'diavid, we could be Samech on the Rosh, that he doesn't have to daven again, but otherwise, we're going to go like the Mechaber. Let's see that inside now. We're in page Kuf Mem Dalad. This is in the top of the Amud here, in the middle of Sif Bey. So Miu im be'eretz achas kulo atrichim matar b'mayis achama. If there's an entire land, entire region that needs rain b'mayis achama in the summertime, and ta ba yachid a yachid made a mistake. V'shal matar b'birkas hashanim, and he asked for rain in birkas hashanim. Skip that for a second. Chayzer mispala b'taras nedava. So he's mechuyev to daven again. The Mechaber Paskin is not like the Rosh. He's mechuyev to daven again. But b'taras nedava, because since the Rosh holds that you were yoytzei, it's better not to to take the chance of a bracha levatala, so daven b'toras nedava. But you're mechuyev to daven b'toras nedava. You hear that? You're mechuyev to make an nedava. Since really Nikra din, we paskin not like the rush, you have to daven again. But because of the rush, so you do a b'toras nedava. That's clear? Yeah, below Shela Birkas Hashanim, without the Shela Birkas Hashanim. Okay, now, that's how the Machaber learned it, that's really, we paskin Mikradin, not like the Rosh, but because of the Rosh, we'll daven with the Tfilas Nadavah. Now, read it again with the Ramah, you'll see it has a completely different meaning. Yeah? Taba Yakir, if Yakir made a mistake, Vishal Matar, Birkas Hashanim, he writes it, if he wants, Chayzim is Paul B'Tayas Nadavah, he could daven B'Tayas Nadavah. Without Shela Bibrikas Hashanim, Aval Eino Mechuyev Lachzar Klal, he's not Mechuyev whatsoever to daven again. And that's because the Ramah holds that Bidi Evid, now that he davened in the Yom HaChama, and he said the same Talamatar, then he's Yaitik, he's Femik on the Rush. And it's interesting, he actually compares this to the famous Halacha in Hilchos Pesach, that the Machlokas of Rishayim, if you lean, Bizman Hazeh, that all the place can say that Chazal told us is a mitzvah of leaning, so we lean. And the Rav Yah, the Avi Ezri, says that today it's not normal, even wealthy people don't lean. So therefore, if a person didn't lean, he's Yaitzeh. So the Ramah says, Kedai hu, Rav Yah, is Kedai to rely on him, that if a person didn't lean, so then he doesn't, the Nashim don't lean at all. And by the second kaisis, we will be Samech on the Rav Yah, we won't drink again. The third or fourth kais, the third or fourth kais, we won't drink them again. If we forgot to lean, we're Samech on the Rav Yah. So the Ramah says the same thing over here. But the Abbot, he's Davin, and he asked for the rain, and because of Shanim, even though he shouldn't have done it, but the Di'evid will be Samech on the Rosh and he's Yaitzi. That's how the Ramah is. If he wants to daven Tfilas Nadava, he could, but he doesn't have to. Whereas, according to the Mechaber, no, he's Mechuyev to daven Tfilas Nadava. It's not Pashut. Really, he wasn't Yaitzi. Mikradin, but because of the Rosh, he'll daven at B'Tayas Nadava just to make sure to avoid the Shaila of a Bracha Levatal. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Yud. Chayzim is Palo. They have to go and daven again. Mairi, we're talking about Shasim Kol Tfilasai, that he finished the tefillah. He's just clarifying the meaning of the words. Chayzer mispalo, he goes back and davened, means that he finished already the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so he should daven again. V'az yachzer v'yispalo b'nedava mitchilas ha-tefillah. What happens if he hops in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei that he asked for the rain? Yeah? So he can't go back in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and daven mitchilas nedava. So what's it mean? V'im nizkar kaidem shasim l'shayach loymar shiyachzer l'birkas hashanem v'yispalo b'nedava. He should finish the tefillah, and then he should go back, which is interesting. Halacha means that really, technically, we'll see later that when a person makes a mistake and birkas hashanim, and he said the same talamata livracha in the summertime, really what he should do is he should go back and fix it. He should go back to Birkas Hashanim and he should say it correctly without the Shela, without asking for Talamata. But in this situation where this land really needs the rain, so we're going to have him finish the Tefillah. He'll finish the Tefillah and then he'll daven again without the Shela. That's the way that the Mishnah Berurah is learning how you're supposed to do it in this situation. Okay, another Sif Katan to finish up this Sif. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Klal, we said that according to the Ramah, he shouldn't go back and daven at all. Ayin bir lacha dim loy haya atiras geshamim, if it wasn't a drought, v'shal matah b'medina yisteinu mipesach, v'an atiras, where it's a land that needs rain, but it's not a drought, tzarek medina lakzal is pal v'taras nadava. He holds that there's a key to go back and daven v'taras nadava. So he's citing more like the Mechaber. He's making a little bit of a split. If it's just that this land needs rain in the summertime, but they don't have a drought. They need rain in the summertime. So then he holds that if the person asks for rain, he should daven again. He should with the Torah Nadava, but he should daven again. Whereas if it was a drought, so then we can go like the Ramah that holds that the Yavid were stomach on the rush, and you don't have to daven again. That's how he's making a little bit of a pshara. there was a drought, and he davened for rain in Birkas Hashanah. So even though we really shouldn't be doing that, he should ask in Shema Tfila, but he did it, Lamaise. So then, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he does not have to daven again. If he wants, he can daven Maturis Nadava, but he doesn't have to daven again. Whereas, if it's just Stam, a place that needs rain in the summertime, but it's not a drought, they just need rain in the summertime, and he asked for rain in that time, so then he really should daven again. It's a chiyuv to make a Tfilas Nadava. That's how he went. Yeah, but it's the summertime. You're not supposed to daven. You have to ask in Shema Tefila. That's the correct thing to do. Yeah, it's clear now? But Sifkatan Yud Beis is Nagas still? Yeah. Sifkatan Yud Beis, Bein Shashal, Tal, Oilei. We'll see soon that Tal doesn't make a difference. The Iker over here is Matar. So if you ask for Matar, then it's a problem. Even if you said Tal, doesn't make it better. And if you didn't ask for Matar, then you're good. Let's go further. Siv Gimel. Now we're going to talk about mistakes. People make mistakes. This is part of life. So we have to know if a person made a mistake, what does he need to do? So Siv Gimel, Imshal Matar B'Moisachama Machzir Naisai. We're coming up soon to Pesach, and we're going to have to remember not to ask for rain. Sometimes our tongue goes on automatic, and we daven without thinking what we're saying. So at least for a few days, we have to hold in there and make sure that we're paying attention to what we're saying. We shouldn't ask for rain, because if a person asks for rain in the Yemos HaChamah, Machzir Naisai, he's got to daven over Shmoneh Esrei. Now, okay, aside from these considerations, I don't know what to tell you in our area if you'd need rain in the summer or not. I don't know, you have to ask somebody who's into agriculture. But Al Kopanim, that would certainly make a difference, yeah? Okay, Pashtas, he's going to have to daven again, because we don't have a drought, Baruch Hashem, we shouldn't have. So Pashtas is going to have to daven again. The question is if he has to make it before the davar, or if he's mamash mechuyev, but it's certainly, he should pay attention to what he's doing, and not make the mistake. You don't ask for rain in the Yemei Sechama after Pesach. The last time we're going to ask for rain is Erev Pesach, so that's the end of it, and then we have to pay attention. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Gimel, B'Yemei Sechama, I am the El Sivkat and Yud Aleph. So there we said that if a person asked for rain in a place that needs rain, so then he should daven again b'tarz nedava. It's not mamash achiyuv because you have the rush, so he has to daven b'tarz nedava. And then, Ayin b'ber alacha, b'im shal matar, achar achad, pedem samach yom l'tekufa, b'medina t'atrichis l'matar b'tchilas achar. It's a similar type of idea. It's just instead of between Pesach and Seres, and whatever, and Yom Tov of Sukkot, he's talking about after Sukkot, he needs it in the fall. It's just different places. So if this place needs rain in the fall, like the Rush said in Spain, they needed rain in the fall. That was when they needed the rain. So if they need rain in the fall, so then if we really do like Bavel, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, so you should wait 60 days to ask for rain. But if he asked for rain in those days between the 7th of Mar Cheshvan and the 60 days after the Tekufa, have the exact same halachas that he should daven again. He should daven again, but the Teres Nadava. Yes, that's what he says. So, Im Shal, Matar, Achar, Achag, Kedem, Samach Yom, the Tekufa, B'medina, Satsrichas, Matar, B'tchilas, Achayrat, Tarek Lach, the Paul, Rak, but Teres Nadava. He should daven again, but it should be Teres Nadava, because we're still making a rush, but he has it. Now, he goes back, Magzir Naisai. So now that Mr. Berg is going to tell us three different times in the Shmona Esrei what it means, Magzir Naisai. There, a person could make the mistake. He said Talamatar in the beginning of the bracha, right? So that he could catch himself when he's still in Baruch Aleinu. He could catch himself after Baruch Aleinu, but before he finished Shmona Esrei. And he could catch himself after he finished the entire Shmona Esrei. So these three Zamanim is going to have different halachas. Let's see. Hayinu. Im Akar Raglav Chayzer Rosh Tfila. If he finished the Shmona Esrei, he's got to daven another Shmona Esrei. Start from the beginning. Vim Loi Akar Raglav, which we'll see defined later in the Siman, if a person didn't finish the Shmona Esrei, then Chayzer Tfila is Birkas Hashanim. He goes back to the beginning of Birkas Hashanim. Let's say he's still in the middle of the bracha, Birkas Hashanim. He goes back to the beginning of Birkas Hashanim. Yeah, we have three zmanim. If he's still in the Birkas Hashanim, so he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If he catches himself before he finished Manasseh, but he's after Birkas Hashanim, so he's got to go back to the beginning of Birkas Hashanim. And if he's finished Shmoneh Esrei, he has to daven whole Shmoneh Esrei over again. Okay, so that shouldn't be Nogeas, that's the same we should remember. But if a person catches himself, that's the halacha, is that he's going to have to go back to either Birkas Hashanim if he's still in the bracha or in Shmoneh Esrei, and if he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he's got to daven again. Sif Dalet. Now I have the other way that we're going to talk about if a person didn't ask for rain when he was supposed to. So the first point that Mechaber is going to say is that there's two parts of the Shela that we say. We say the same Tal u'Matar. We ask for Tal and Matar. So the Mechaber is just going to clarify that the Tal is not really Mala Mayrid. We ask for it because there's an inyan to have Tal Lavracha, but if we don't ask for it, it doesn't make a difference. And if we ask for it, it doesn't help us to not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if we said the matar in the wrong time. So Dalet, if he didn't ask for rain in the Yemoisa Geshamim in the time where he's supposed to ask for rain, he's got to daven again, even if he asked for tal. It doesn't help him, the fact that he asked for tal. The chiddush over here is that when it comes to Azkara, when we say Mashi Varuach Umrei Degeshem, so if a person forgot to say Mashi Varuach Umrei Degeshem, but he said Umrei Degeshem, so he's Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. There are poskim that say that one of the reasons for the Minhag Sfat is to say in the summertime the Umrei Degeshem is because if when he switches from the summer to the winter, and he'll do what he's used to, which is to continue saying Umrei Degeshem, he'll be Yotzei B'Diavad. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the reason why there's a difference between Shela and Azkara. Shela is when we ask, the same Tal Amasa Levracha, it doesn't help to say Tal. You got to ask, because there's a cue to ask. Whereas when you're making Azkara, you're singing Shabbat to the Ribbono Shel'olam. So it's enough. You're supposed to be Meshabeach the Ribbono Shel'olam that he's Mashiva Ruach Umrei Degeshem. But if you weren't Meshabeach the Ribbono Shel'olam for that, you were Meshabeach, you said he's Meir the Tal, that's also a Shabbach in this inyan, and that's good enough, the diyevit. So, but here, the Mechaber is telling us that's the Kiddush of the Mechaber. Here, when you ask for Tal, it doesn't help you, because you have a key to ask for Geshem. You didn't ask what you need, so it's not good enough. Im Shal Matar B'loi Tal Ein Magzir Naisa. But if he asked for the rain, and he didn't ask for the Tal, he didn't ask for the Tal, it's okay. It's okay without the Tal. So either way, the Tal doesn't help you when you didn't ask for the rain, and if you ask for rain without the Tal, it's not a problem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav. Ein Magen Avram, Ushari Tshuva, Shkas Vodim Nizkar Kledem Shehizchel Tka B'Shoifar Oymer Sham. Oh, okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah really is getting us into something which is Nogea, the next Sif, more, which is that if a person forgot to say Mashiva Ruach Umrei Degeshem, excuse me, if he forgot to say V'sein Tal Amata Devracha, if he forgot the Shaila, so he has to say it at some point. Yeah? So the Shai Tshuva and the Magen Avraham tell us that if he forgot to say it in the Bracha, but he hopped himself before he started saying Tka B'Shoifar, he should say it there, in between the Brachas. And the mile of this is that there are Rishonim, it's a Machlokas, there are Rishonim that hold that as long as you didn't start the next Bracha, you're still considered to be part of the previous Bracha. So you can add in what you missed between the Brachas. So if you... That's correct. That's the mile. You won't have to repeat the Bracha. That's exactly right. So if you forgot to say the same Tal Amatar in Birkas Hashanim, and you catch yourself between Birkas Hashanim and the Tka B'Shoifar, you can shtup it in. The raya of the Rishonim that they have is from Birkas HaMazon. If a person forgets to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavoy, so there's a compensatory blessing. Yeah, that they have in the article over there. So that's the Gemara says that if you forgot in the bracha of Nei Yerushalayim, you can put it between, before you start Brachat HaShem, the fourth bracha, HaTeva Meitiv, so he can put it in between. So the Shaila is, if the Shmoneh Esrei is similar to benching, whatever, the Machlokas of Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if it's something that if you didn't say it, you have to daven again, so then you should rely on the Rishonim, the Poskim hold that you can put it in between. Because it's a question of either going back or saying it now, better to say it now. Yeah, you just say the same Talanata, and then you go to Kabbal Shofar. That's what the Poskim are saying over here. Whereas something that you're not mechuyev to go back for, let's say Yalav Yavo in the night of Rosh Chodesh, or let's say Al Nisim or something you're not mechuyev to daven again. So then you shouldn't put it between the brachas, because since you're not anyway mechuyev to go back, so then you shouldn't rely on these poskim that say that you put it in between. Other poskim, well, you shouldn't put it in between. It's like you started the next bracha. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says by the halach of Tain, of Mashiv Ruach or Merida Geshem or Merida Tal. Now, with the Magen Avraham and the Shai Tshuva are saying in this situation also, he should have said the same Talamat to the bracha in Birkas Hashanah. He didn't say it. Now that he's holding, he caught himself before it's Kavish Shofar, let him say it there. The Mishnah Berurah is going to argue with this and say that, listen, you can really wait till Shomei Tefillah, and you'll be yitzigurin to everybody. This is the machlokas to put it in between the brachas. If you wait until Shomei Tefillah, you can be yitzigurin to everybody. So do that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Of a simon, kuf yudalet, bebir lacha, diber mazcha, bli chasimah, hirachnu bezeh, we went on at length on this. Obirarnu, we explained, the yitzigurin to yitzigurin to Shomei Tefillah, de bezeh yitzigurin to Kuli Alma. Says it's a machlokas, it's not so pasha to put it between the brachas. So here, where you have a backup, you could wait till Shomei Tefillah, so wait till Shomei Tefillah. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Well, you're asking if you can say it by Yulei Ratzon if you forgot in Shomei Tefillah. The answer is no, but we'll get to those halachas. It's the next sif. We'll get there. B'zeh Hashem. Atam etzazi b'sefer kitzur shulchan aruch shapasa gam kenaki that you should wait till Shomei Tefillah. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that you should wait till Shomei Tefillah. V'imnizkar koidim shesiyim birkas hashanim. If he remembers before he finished Birkas Hashanim, Yomer B'Mokam Shenizkar, he should just say it right away. The halakha is you have to ask for rain. The Nuzuk, we put it in the beginning of the bracha or whatever, in the middle over there we put it, but it doesn't matter exactly where you say it, you just have to say it the same Talamata. So wherever he remembers, he can say. That's what the Mishnah Berurah starts us off with. Ach, in Nizkar, Achar, Kishanim, Hatayvayz, if he remembers Mamash at the end of the bracha, right before he says Brukhat Hashem, so then he should say the same Talmud Matar, and then say the Chasim, the right before the Chasim again, like Yikel Tayva Meitzi Vata, where he says the Nusach at the end of the bracha, and the reason for that is of Arkshon Asena Kishanim Hatayvayz Kadei Sheyir Me'ein Chasima Samach LeChasima, that there's a halacha that whenever there's a long bracha, so the part right before the Baruchat Hashem, right before what we call the Chasima, the end of the bracha, has to come back to the idea that you started with. Has to be a similar idea what you started with. So since the topic of the bracha is Hashem is Mevarech Hashanim, so the last thing that he says before he says Baruchat Hashem should be Mevarech Hashanim, that Inyan of Birkas Hashanim. So he shouldn't end up with the bakasha, the request of the Saint Talamatar, he should say the Samach L'Chasima again. Yeah, clear? So far we just had three halachas. If he caught himself between the end of between the bracha and the next bracha, so the Magen Avraham Shai Tshuva say that he should say it there. Mishnah Berurah says wait till Shomei Tefillah. Then we said if he catches himself in the middle of the bracha, so he can say it right where he remembers, unless it's mamish at the end, then he should repeat the part that Samach L'Chasima again. And then now the Mishnah Berurah says that the truth is that if he catches himself in the bracha, he should really just go back to the Saint Talamatar and continue on from there till the end of the bracha. That would be better. And then just finish off in order. Fine. Let's go further now. Sif Hey. So we're going to discuss more. We have a few more details. Don't get overwhelmed. There's quite a number of places where you will catch yourself and remember. I'm going to make a synopsis of Zeth Hashem, have everything in order. But as we go, we'll get it, okay? So Sif Hey, Im Lo Yishal Matar V'Nizkar Kodem Shomei Tefillah Ein Machzir Enosai. If a person didn't ask for Matar and he remembered before Shomei Tefillah, we don't make him go back. In other words, we're talking about here, he remembered from some point from Tekah B'Shofar on, and the halacha is that you're not yaitzei shmonesi, you have to go back. But you don't go back to Birkas Hashanim because you have a backup. You can ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. Since you're allowed to ask your request, whatever you need in Shomei Tefillah, and here this is a request you have to make, so So you can wait, you can put it off until Shomei Tefillah. So even though the halacha is technically he's supposed to go back, but since you have this Shomei Tefillah as a backup, you just wait till then. V'shoel b'Shomei Tefillah. Now, just parenthetically, the Ramah says, what happens if you have two things in Shomei Tefillah? You have Anenu, it's a Tainus, and you have the same Talamatar that you have to put in Shomei Tefillah. So which one comes first? V'im hayo loy Tainus, he has a Tainus, v'tar glama Anenu, and he has to say, Anenu, yaymar ha-sheila kaidam Anenu. So the Sheila comes first. We'll see the reason in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Sheila comes first. First, the Saint Alamatar, and then Anenu. Let's go further. If he didn't remember before Shomei Tefillah, v'im loy nizkar ad akar Shomei Tefillah, v'im loy akar raglav chayz le-birkas ha-shanim. If he didn't finish Shmona Esrei, which we're going to define momentarily, if he didn't finish his Shmona Esrei, so then he goes back to Birkas ha-shanim. When we're going back, we don't go back to Shomei Tefillah, we go all the way back to Birkas Hashanah. Yeah? And then if he misses it again, he better remember it's Shomei Tefillah, he's in big trouble. Yeah? Oh, that's good. There were Rishonim that held you go back to Shomei Tefillah, but there's a Yishalmi that says like that, and the Rishonim, the reason why we don't is because they say the Bavli doesn't hold like this Yishalmi. It says Machzir, and I say means back to Birkas Hashanah. And you want to know why? It means Tamim, because that's the Ikar Takana was in Birkas Hashanah. He had a backup of Shomei Tefillah, but once you missed it, so then you go to Birkas Hashanah. Now, what's this Akira's Rebellion? He picked up his feet. What does that mean? So it's a way of saying that Tefillah's over, and Tefillah's over means basically when he finished what he has to say. So if he doesn't usually say Takanunim, he just says Elokai Netzor and he's finished, so then he's finished as soon as he's done with the Nusach of the Tefillah. If he generally adds his own tefillahs, so then he's not finished until he says Yilu Ratzon, until he makes a stop on his own tefillahs by saying Yilu Ratzon. In Akar Raglov, if he picked up his feet, which means Chayzul Rosh Tefillah, yes, so he finished Manasseh, he has to start over the whole Manasseh. What's this mean? V'im Hishlam Tefillasoi, if he finished his tefillah, Veino Rogel Loimar Tachanunim, he doesn't usually say Tachanunim, he doesn't usually say anything more than Elokai Netzor. He didn't actually have to pick up his feet. He doesn't have to say Yosei Shalom. Kakurim dami. It's like he finished. Okay? It depends on his takanuna. V'im nizkar achar shechasam shamei tefillah. Okay, one more halacha. Let's say that he catches himself between shamei tefillah and ritzei. So this is what we mentioned before, that something that's ma'akev, here we're ma'akzir, and I say he should have to go back to Birkas Hashanim, and this is the last chance, he doesn't have any more backups, and now he's between brachas. So near the Shulchan Aruch says that we should rely on the opinions that hold that you can put something in between brachas and say the same talad matzah there. And here the Mishnah Berurah is going to agree with that, because there's no other backup. So, V'im nizkar akar shechasam shamei tefillah kaidim shehizkel ritzei nirish oimer v'sein talamatar v'achakach oimer ritzei. Okay, so let's make a quick summary of what we said in the Mechaber, and then we're going to go to the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll try again to make a clear picture of all the halachas together. So the Mechaber told us that if he didn't remember before shamei tefillah, I mean sometime between Tekav Shefer and shamei tefillah, just wait till then, don't go back. If he finished the Shomei Tefillah and he went further, then he has to go back to Birkas Hashanim. And if he finished the whole Shemona Esrei, then he has to start the whole Shemona Esrei over again. Fine. And then we said one more thing, is that if he caught himself between Shomei Tefillah and Ritzei, so then he should say it then, because he has no other backup. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan Tezayin. He is fellow b'Shomei Tefillah, Ratzalama b'Birkas Shmakri Leinu, Kaidim Kiata Shemeya, right before Kiyat HaShemeya, which is made for putting in addition, Shemesu Kenneth, Lisha, Ba, Kol HaBakashas, Kedil HaKaman, Simen Kuf Yates. Like we'll see in Simen Kuf Yates, that's each bracha you can ask only for the inyan of that bracha, but when it comes to Shemeya Tefillah, you can ask for whatever you want. So that's a place you can also ask for the Geshem. Aval, as Karas Mashiva Ruach, Kaimulan La'el, Simen Kuf Yudalit, Dim Shaka Chayzer. So now you have the kasha, that we have here a difference in halacha between the hazkara, the same talamata, the mashi v'ruach amrita geshem, and the shela of same talamata livracha. And the question is, why is it different? Why is it that when it comes to shela, you have a backup, you can ask for it in Shomei Tefillah, and when it comes to hazkara, you can't wait till Shomei Tefillah. So he says the difference is as follows. that when it comes to Shela, you need to ask for something, so Shema Tefillah is a place for a request. But when it comes to Azkara, Azkara is a Shavach. So a Shavach doesn't belong in Shema Tefillah. It's not a backup. So if a person misses chant in the second bracha and Tchiyas HaMeisim, so then he's just going to have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. It's too late already. Yeah? Doesn't belong in this bracha. It's only made for requests. Shema Tefillah is made for requests, not for shavach. Fine. The Ramah said if he caught himself in Shema Tefillah, he has to, before, and he has to say in Shema Tefillah, and it's also a tainus, so he should say v'sein talamatar v'bracha before he should say anenu. What's the inyan? Why does it come first? So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shela Chamura Me Anenu. The Shela is more Chamur. If you forget Anenu, you don't have to daven again. If you forget the Shela, the same Talamata, you have to daven again. So that's why it's more Chamur you put it first. Zimlai Amra Machzir Lai Tay Mashe Inkein Banenu. Now, when I first learned this, I was wondering why he didn't say it's Tadir. So I saw the Levush Taka says that it's Tadir. And then the Mavush Yemtev, the Tesis Yemtev says that no, that you have a whole summer that you don't say it. So you can't call it Tadir. It's interesting. I don't know exactly the Oymek HaDvarim, but Al-Kapanim, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Tesis Yemtev, the Mavush Yemtev, then brings an Avudram, this reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that it's more Chomer. If you don't say it, you have to go back. So that's why you put it first. We said that if he finished his tefillah, his takaninim, so then he's like his finished monastery, even if he didn't take his Oysa Shalom, his three steps back. And therefore, he has to start from the beginning of Shmona Esrei. If he didn't fix it by then, if he didn't ask for rain by then he has to start again his whole Shmona Esrei. So Mr. Burris says the same thing, even if he's ruggled the takanunim, but he finished the takanunim by saying Yilratan. Wu'adin, im ruggle loymer takanunim, v'sayim takanunav, v'amar akareyem apasuk Yilratan, that he's also going to have to start the whole Shmona Esrei again. Shabbat Amir's pasuk zeh, asa hasach adas, he showed that he's finished, v'loymer oy takanunim, he finishes davening. Even without the Eitz Shalom. One more Sifkatan, the Mr. Burrow over the Machaber said that if he caught himself between Shema Kaleinu and Ritzei, so he should say it there. What happens if he said Baruch Ata Hashem and then he caught himself? So the Mr. Burrow holds that it would be better to say Lamdeni Chukecha and have a pasuk in the middle of Shema Kaleinu and then say the same Talamatar, then to wait and say it between the bracha of Shema Kaleinu and Ritzei. For this reason, that it's not so pashut. There's a lot of Rishonim that hold you can't say anything over there. So it would be better to say a pasuk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Huh? This is Ma'akev. So forget, he had better say it. Huh? It's only not ma'akev. You have no right to say a pasuk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So don't say Lamdeni Chukecha. Here's ma'akev, but the question is, you really could. You have one more chance. You could wait and say it between Shemoneh Tefillah and Ritzei. You could be chayim the bracha, bracha ta Hashem Shemoneh Tefillah, and then before Ritzei, say Saint Talamata. So he holds that this is better to say a pasuk in the middle of Shema Kaleinu than to wait for between the Ritzei and Shema. Yeah. Brokat Hashem Landeni Chukecha, Saint Talamat Zivracha, Kiyat Hashem, Tefillas Kol Pei Yisrael, whatever he says, and then Brokat Hashem, and it goes further. Yeah. Okay, let's make a quick synopsis of these halachas, just to get it straight, everything in the order of the Shmona Esrei. Person, he's davening Shmona Esrei, and he has to say the Saint Talamatar, and he forgets. So there's four places we have just in Baruch Aleinu that he could remember. If he remembers before he remembers in Birkas Hashanah before he finishes the bracha, so he could really say right then and there Saint Talamata Livracha. It would be better to go back from the Saint Talamata Livracha till the end. If he catches himself right at the end of the bracha Kishana Matayvois, so then even according to the first opinion that he could say it right there, but you still have to at least repeat the end of the bracha to have the end of the bracha like the bracha. That's the second one. The third one, if he catches himself by bracha to Hashem, there he shouldn't say Lamdeni Chukecha, yeah, because he has an eitzah, he has a backup of Shema Kaleinu. If he catches himself between Birkas Hashanah and Tekabah Shofar, There are places in the hold you should say it there, but the Mishnah Berurah holds that no, wait for your backup, you have Shomei Tefillah, just wait till you get there. Okay, that's by Birkas Hashanim. You have these four different cases. Now, if it's anywhere between then and Shema Koleinu, so then he just waits till Shema Koleinu. In Shema Koleinu itself, we have that if it's right before the Chasima, he remembers, so he should say the Saint Talamat the Bracha and then repeat Kiyat HaShemei Tefillah Kol Peh, he should say from there. Yeah? If he catches himself by Barakat HaShem, he should finish Mandeni Chukecha, say the Saint Talamat the Bracha, and then complete the Shema Koleinu from there. And if he didn't remember until after he finished the bracha, but he caught himself before Ritzeh, then he can say it right then and there. If he missed that, then he's got to go back to Birkas Hashanah. And if he's up to the Takanunim and he finished his Takanunim, where he doesn't usually say Takanunim, so then he has to daven the whole Shmona Esrei over again. Okay, we'll stop here.